Hi, my name is Tulani, and I would like to share a story with you from the Book of God. The name of my story is The Warning from Solomon. King David's son Solomon became king of the unified Israel after David died. Solomon loved God like his father David. One evening, God said to Solomon, "Ask for anything, and I will give it to you." Solomon said, "Oh God, I am your servant. Please give me an understanding heart, the wisdom I need to rule over your people well, and the ability to know the difference between good and evil." The Lord was pleased and said, "Because you have asked for wisdom to rule over my people justly instead of a long life, wealth, and your enemies to be killed, I will give you what you have asked. I will give you wisdom. I will also give you what you have not asked for, wealth and fame more than any other king ever. If you follow my laws from the sacred agreement, I will give you a long life as well." Sometime later, two prostitutes came to see King Solomon to settle their dispute. One said, "This woman and I live in the same house. We both gave birth to a child 3 days apart. During the night, her baby died. When she found her baby was dead, she switched our babies. When I woke up in the morning, I tried to nurse my child, but he would not. My child was dead. As I began to look at him in the morning light, I saw that it was not my child at all." The other lady interrupted, saying, "No, my child is the living child, not yours." The women began arguing in front of the king. King Solomon made his ruling and said, "Bring me a sword. Cut the living baby in half, giving each woman half of the child." Immediately, one of the women begged, "Oh no, my lord, give her the child." The other woman said, "All right, just divide him between us." The king ordered, "Do not kill the child. Give him to the woman who wants him to live. She is the mother." When all of Israel heard of the king's decision, the people were in awe of the king. They saw the wisdom God had given him for rendering justice. King Solomon continued to rule. He built the house of worship to God in Jerusalem. Years passed, and he became very rich. But King Solomon did not handle his success well. He began to ignore the sacred agreement between God and his people. Even though the king had wealth, success, and blessings, he turned away from God. He married foreign wives, and he began to worship and make sacrifices to their false gods. His people, the Israelites, followed his example and worshiped the false gods to seek their blessing. He even built places of worship for these false gods near the chosen city of Jerusalem. God appeared one last time to King Solomon. He said to Solomon, "Since you have not kept the sacred agreement and have disobeyed my commands, your kingdom will be torn apart." Despite wisdom, fame, and riches, Solomon's legacy is a broken sacred agreement and a nation torn apart. This is a story from the Book of God.